Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
It's another weekend, and here we are on a Saturday.
It's party time. Let's get partying.
Let's have some good times here. We're going to talk about a lot going on in the community, have some giveaways for you, all sorts of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, you've been on vacation. You've been to car shows. You got a nice plaque last time.
Yeah, I know. Last Sunday was good. I can never beat this guy. He's got a beautiful 63 Ranchero. It's all black. He's a nice guy. His name is Stan, and, you know, he deserves to win, but not every time. You know, it's crazy. Did you make it out to Santa Paula last night?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those things. One of these days, I shall make it out, and I will enjoy the Santa Paula. But we have a bunch of car shows and events in different cities, too.
And you know what? I didn't know this, but we're going to talk about it. I guess there was something in Oxnard last night, the Oxnard Cruise. Down on A Street, 3rd to 6th. Now, they're going to have them again July 13th. Write these down, guys and gals, because if you want to go, July 13th, August 10th, 4 to 8 p.m. Those are the next two that are coming. Pre-1975 cars and trucks, no motorcycles, and it's in parentheses. So they must mean, they must be serious about that, no motorcycles. But it's in historic downtown Oxnard. They got music, family fun, and food with the downtown Oxnard Improvement District. So hopefully you guys get down there and get it out. If otherwise, on Fridays, you know, first Friday of the month, it's always Santa Paula. And, of course, this one's close. You don't have to go to Santa Paula if you don't want to. So those are some Friday night stuff that's out there.
There's so many good car events around. If you can hit each city, you'll get it just a little different flavor, literally, too, because most of these are done in the downtown areas where there's, like, nice restaurants. Santa Paula is perfect.
Oh, I love Santa Paula.
For where it is. Of them kind of show off what the city has. So enjoy and go out there and have a good time.
Yeah, what's going on now? And unfortunately, I'm not here. I'm here. I won't be able to go. But there's a car show. It's in Somas. It's from 10 to 2 today at the Somas Church. It's 3300 West Street, which is nice. And then tonight, which I may go tonight, I don't know, is Harley's Bowl in Camarillo. They got a cruise there, and it's from 4 to 8. So get out there. If you get over to the show now, you still got plenty of time to see the show at Somas, and then jam over to Harley's Bowl tonight for the cruise.
You bowl lately?
I haven't bowled lately. I do bowl, but, you know, I used to bowl a lot when I was a kid.
High game?
Oh, God, you asked me that once before. I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm a little over 200 on mine.
Yeah, I'm not anywhere near that.
Yeah, every once in a while you just get lucky and they fall.
Yeah, I'm not anywhere near that. I may be 100 if I'm lucky.
Yeah, these days I'm definitely at that rate. You know, when I go, I'm just, please let me break 100 and everything will be cool. And I like that. We're going to play some songs coming up in just moments here. We got a lot going on, as always, with Ron Grant, the original Save for Money Specialist, who you can hear. He's been on the air for 8 years. There's some people who kind of come in and come out and do their thing.
Sure.
You see him on the telly, you see all these people. But Ron's done this for a long, long time, has great experience helping a lot of people in this community, and also doing good work for charities. And you're always coming up with a check whenever we do our relays or our foster kids. You're always there for us, and we do appreciate that. So you man of the community.
Well, you know, Spence, it's always good to pay it forward. And you know, I'm very fortunate. My family and I are very fortunate. And, you know, when you're fortunate, you want to give back. And so I try to help you guys when we can, because you guys are really good to us. And, you know, the bottom line is it's the charities that you work with are really good charities, and they need to be helped with. And I do a little bit of other stuff with my church and things like that. But you know what? Find something, anything, and do it. You know, volunteer your time. People say, I don't have any money. Volunteer your time. I'm sure that an organization can
give
use
blood.
Your
time. Give blood is another
way
to do
it. Sure, yeah.
It doesn't take anything but a pint.
No.
Out of you.
A pint.
Into their
that's
blood
a lot,
bank.
Man.
Yes, a pint of blood. But there are ways to give. You know, they always talk time, talents, treasures.
Sure.
And maybe you've got some money and you can write checks.
Yep.
Maybe you have a talent that is your treasure that
Sing
you can
and dance.
Help out with. Yeah, whatever it is. You know, reading to old folks in some of these retirement homes, they love it.
They love it.
They just love it.
My buddy used to read to the blind. And in Santa Barbara, he'd go in every week and read to the blind, and it was really kind of cool. And the guy was, his enunciation was just perfect. He was a great reader. I mean, this guy, not James Earl Jones
but still.
Voice, but he was good. And I could shut my eyes and listen to him. He was really good. So, yeah, give back. Do something.
Find something. The other thing you can find is perhaps a meeting with Ron Grant. And you can meet with him personally, face-to-face, you and him alone. And once you do this, to find out how to keep your money safe, you also get a little gift.
You do. That's right. You know, I've been feeding people for many, many years at these public workshop dinners, and I know a lot of you won't attend those for whatever reason, even though you probably can eat 4 or 5 nights a week. You're getting cards in the mail. By the way, FYI, be real careful of these Social Security dinners that they're going to. A lot of bait and switch stuff in there from what I've heard. So be real careful on those. But if you meet with me on a one-on-one basis, and I answer all your questions about how to keep that money 100% safe, where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose any gains, you get a reasonable range of return, I can provide a guaranteed lifetime income for you if you'd like, all while paying no fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company, etc. Remember, when you pay those fees, ladies and gentlemen, it eats up your returns. There's a lot of guys and gals out there even talking about safer money, and they also like to bring in just to get you in the safer money, and then they're talking about stocks, bonds, and risk. So be careful of that situation also. But if you meet with me and you're between the ages of 55 and 75 and you have some immediate money, I'll go ahead and give you a $100 MasterCard or Visa gift card. Okay, no obligation. We'll sit down, ask all the questions. I listen a lot. I'll make recommendations if you'd like, and we'll go from there. If I can help you, be more than happy to sit down and help you. So give me a call, 805-660-1313. I also want you to go to my website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com. And there's some great third-party educational information there. There's some good testimonials from the radio they called in and or email testimonials. I have some ways that you can check me out up there, which is important. We're going to talk about that today. And also, if you want to email me from there, you can. Not a problem. If you own a 401k, a 403b, et cetera, at the top of my page, you'll see a picture of me on the microphone. In red, it says, if you own a 401k or 403b, click on here. There's a 9-minute video from Steve Croft of 60 Minutes, and it's called The 401k Recession. And you need to take a peek at it because it's your money. And where does the best financial advice come from? It comes from you. You need to do your own due diligence. There's also another little 4-minute video on my front page there, and it talks about how the financial planners and stockbrokers have done such a poor job in helping you with retirement. Take a look at those things. There's some articles there. It's a good website. It's an educational website. And then if you'd like to get together with me, give me a call, 805-660-1313.
And you can also go to here, Ron, and the Safer Money Solutions Show, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Log on to the website, safermoneyspecialist.com, and click on the LA Talk Radio icon, and you hear the show just like that anytime you want.
That's
it.
Right.
You got it right there. Get that pencil. We love it when you take notes, and you can hear 24/7, as we said, at safermoneyspecialist.com. But it's also nice just to jot down a few things you'll learn, and you're going to learn a lot coming up in this hour, and we will be back in just 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, for the past couple years, my clients have asked me if I can find them a short-term product where they can realize gains. Well, I found it. It's a 9-month product, good for all ages, and has an annual guarantee of 3% with a potential upside of high single-digit to low double-digit returns. Now, the nice thing about it is we can put it in an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k, or a 403b. Or maybe you have some money sitting in a bank, or maybe you sold your house. I put my money in, my clients have put their money in it, and I like it because it's a short-term product and it gives you potential upside. If this is something you'd like to utilize for your portfolio, give me a call, 805-660-1313, 660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. And the reason why I went to 1969 What's the date today?
Today is the 9th. It's 6-9. Oh, my
See what
goodness.
I did there?
Yeah, you're a tricky guy.
That's how I roll.
6-9-18. Okay.
And we'll have more from 1969 coming up, some more tunes. But we got to talk about indexed annuities. It's what your, you know, the basis of the program is. Mm-hmm. But the one thing we've learned, I've learned at least over the years, is that they're not all the same. It's not just one size fits all. So let's talk about the differences and why they're not the same.
Well, they're not the same. And here's the thing. You know, a lot of people don't understand. They say, well, it's just an indexed annuity. The core is the same because they're tied to indexes like the Standard & Poor's 500, the NASDAQ 100, the Dow Jones Industrial, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. However, many moving parts in these things. And, you know, if you don't know indexed annuities, you better know your agent. You know, I said earlier, a lot of these guys and gals are trying to copy what I'm doing. And, you know, a lot of them are financial planners and stockbrokers, and they're tired of people like me taking money from them. You know, last year, I'm in a group of 300 agents, insurance agents throughout the United States, based out of Kansas. It's a marketing group. And last year, we took as a group $5.5 billion out of Wall Street and moved them into indexed annuities. And the nice thing about it is I, as the agent, have a fiduciary responsibility to you. So I go out and I shop these and I look at these and I look at a lot of different things in the companies. Strength and liquidity on the company, it's very important. Assets, what they have. Claim paying ability, it's very important. The other thing that we want to look at is 100% participation. What does that mean? Well, if the market gets a 10, you want to get a 10. You don't want to get a 5 or a 7 or a 3. And a lot of the products out there have 30% participation, 50% participation, 60% participation. You know, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I want that 100% participation. The other thing is the caps. Every year the caps can change. And a lot of these companies start out with teaser caps. They start out with a cap, and then next year the cap goes down to nothing. So you have no opportunity to make some money. And that's important because, you know, if you're in this thing for 6, 8, 9, 10 years, you know, every year you have an opportunity to make changes in the indexes that you're in, okay? As long as you stay with the company that you signed up for, you can make changes in the index. You know, let's say this year you took 50% in the Standard & Poor's monthly point-to-point, and maybe you took 50% in the NASDAQ annual point-to-point. Well, how did it do next year? 12 months later, you look at it. Did it do well? What's happening in the market? What's happening in the world? You know, what's going on with Korea? What's going on with Russia? You know, these types of things. And then make a change because, you know, nothing stays the same, you know, for 7, 8, 10 years. So caps are very, very important. As is the participation rate. The other thing we want to look at is what we call income riders. Some of these policies have income riders that they charge a fee for. Okay, now that when they charge a fee, that again, that's coming out of your returns, comes out of the income value, not the account value, but you're looking for income. So you want to get as much income as possible. Well, if I'm sitting down with a client and income is what they want, I'm going to try to find them a company that has good caps, that has strength and liquidity, that doesn't play games with the caps, and has 100% participation. Now, they may have a cost or may have a fee for that rider, and they may not. You know, I have a company right now, as of Tuesday this week, it had a 20% bonus in it. Now it's got a 22% bonus in it, and that's powerful. You know, you move your money over. Let's say you have $100,000 in a 401k, and you want to get out of the risk and fees. We move it over, and you now have $122,000 that's compounding. Compound interest, most powerful thing in the universe. Interest on top of interest on top of interest. So this is a company that's been around a long time, about 102 years or maybe more. They keep a lot of liquidity. They keep at least $1.89 for every dollar you and I put up. Banks, minus 11 cents about approximately for every dollar you and I put up. So they're strong. So they're great. So not all indexed annuities are alike. And you've heard me mention this many, many times. Come Christmas time, you hear all the diamond commercials about buying diamonds and jewelry, and they always say, if you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. Well, if you don't know indexed annuities, you better know your agent. I've been doing this a long time, and this is what I focus on, indexed annuities and long-term care insurance. So I know the products out there. There's over 37 to maybe 40 companies that offer these index products. I deal with the top 4 to 5 to 6 each and every day, and they must earn our business. It must be right for you, the client, you know? I get paid if I help you with a product, a service, or an account from the insurance company, like car insurance, fire insurance, life insurance, health insurance, indexed annuities. This is how I get paid. You know, your broker, your financial planner, so forth, gets paid out of your pocket. That's the situation. Also, there's some guys and gals out there that are selling indexed annuities that sell companies that pay a bigger commission and the products aren't great. The surrender value is astronomically high. I'm just helping a lady now get out of something that she's had for 7 years. It's a 9-year product. She had it in for 7 years, and they have a 11% surrender charge in this year, in year 7. That is astronomically high. So, ladies and gentlemen, they're not all the same. You know, I remember years ago when I was doing the dinners, some of my clients would give me some feedback or some other thing. People say, I can do what Ron Grant does. Yeah, I can do that. And they looked at the product, nowhere near the companies that I can help them with. And the companies are out there. They just don't want to do their due diligence, or maybe they just want to get paid more money from the companies that have less caps, have less participation rates, have high surrender charges. These are things that are out there, and you need to ask the questions. But you got to find someone that knows the answers properly. If I don't know the answer, I know where to find it, and that's important. So if it's important for you to build a strong foundation, and then build it up, go up the walls, build that foundation strong, want to sleep at night, want to make sure that you get the right product that's going to let you sleep and not lose any of your income, not lose any of your principal or your gains, stop paying any of those pesky fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker. These are things that I can help you with. Give me a call, 805-660-1313.
Let's go over to potential clients, people who might be touching your money, your savings, what you've worked so hard for. Why is it really important to maybe take a look at, check out the person, get to know them other than just, hey, you're a nice guy. How can we make sure these people are you know, in a good standing in the community?
Well, you know, the clients that are out there, the potential clients that we all are talking about daily, you know, this is your money, and you've worked hard for it. Many of you scrimped and saved, and, you know, you, God love you, you know, you didn't go on vacations on a regular basis. You weren't able to go out to dinner maybe on a regular basis because you were putting money away for your golden years. And it's important, you know, there's been a lot of fraud over the last 5 or 6 years. There's a lot of people here in Ventura County that have been arrested for senior abuse. Some of these guys weren't even licensed. They took people to the cleaners. There was a guy in Newbury Park that's in prison now. There was a guy in Oxnard that was doing stuff in L.A. and Oxnard. You know, just recently here, last month in May, Moore Park insurance agent arrested on suspicion of helping steal $700,000 from people. This is people, you've got to ask the tough questions. You know, when I hear somebody say, I've been doing this for 30 or 40 or 45 years, and I look at their license and I can see their license is not that old, that's a red flag for me. That comes up and says, whoa, wait a minute, where have you been doing this at if your license isn't that long? See, if you go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com, go up top, I've got some buttons up there. One of them is called Ways to Check Out Ronald Grant. First thing you're going to see is my mission statement and my philosophy on business. And that's important. If you're going to deal with somebody, if someone's going to touch your money, I would think you'd want to know what their business practices are and what they feel that they should be doing to help people. Next, I have a short bio. But the third thing, and this is important, this is Ways to Check Out Ronald Grant. I've given you a bullet point by bullet point way to check me out on the California Department of Insurance website. And that's important. I've given you my license number. I've given you ways that you can go in there and do this. And in my opinion, if you're putting money, if you're giving money to somebody, you're going to want to check them out, okay? Because not everybody, you know, just like Sensei, you know, just because you're a nice guy, you know, oh my God, I send you a birthday card every year. Oh, but you know, look at Bernie Madoff. You know, Bernie Madoff promised major returns, all these bucks. What happened? People gave Bernie the money. Wrote a check to Bernie and his company. You'll never write a check to me or my corporation. You know, it always goes to the insurance company that I'm doing business with, and that's important because they have the strength and the liquidity. Plus, they're backed by the Guarantee Association, which is also on my website. You can take a look at that. But check these people out. Look at their license. Look at the complaints. I've randomly gone on to see some people, and there's complaints there from consumers. That's you guys. There's also been reprimanded by the state of California. That means the state has had to come in and say something. You need to check this out. This is important. This is important stuff. You know, years and years ago, I knew a lady that had a contractor come out and do some work at her house. And she didn't check the guy out. And he took a deposit and he left. Now, after that, she started checking out and found out that this guy does this all the time. Well, if she'd have checked his license out, the state's already made many complaints on the license. And it's on the website. You could check it out. These are some things that you need to do. So if that's important to you, that you want me to help you get your money safe, you want to sleep at night knowing that we're going to get a reasonable range of return, we could get a guaranteed lifetime income for you, or maybe you just want to take out 10% of your penalty free. These are some things that I can help you with. Please go on the website, check me out, go on the California Department of Insurance. Now, below that one is the NEA. That's the National Ethics Association. I'm a proud member of the NEA. They've done their due diligence on me. They've checked me out. So you can also find out from them. You can call them or you go on their website. But it's important that you check the people out. And even if you've been doing business with them for 3, 4, 5, 10 years, stuff changes, ladies and gentlemen. You don't know what's happened if you don't check their license out. And if their securities license, you know, need to go on FINRA.org and get a hold of the SEC and find out, have they had problems? And if so, maybe you might not want to do business with them. That's important. So
I had a guy call. I picked up the phone randomly when I was here in the afternoon last Saturday, and I wish I would have gotten his name. But he took your challenge and he ran you.
Oh, good.
And he looked through even another one you don't mention. I've got to find out. It's another avenue to find out about people who work with money. And he said nothing but good things.
That's good.
And that was you.
Yep.
And he said, boy, Ron Grant sure is right on his message. This was a random call that I just happened to pick up. And he complimented you on the fact that it is clean as a whistle. And he said there's other people whose whistle ain't so clean.
Oh, yeah. Well, we travel by our reputation. Mm-hmm. This is a small community. And, you know, it's a small world.
And jails are small, too.
I don't know. I'm not really there. Small. I'm not going
been.
To there.
I have been.
Quick story. Back in the 70s, I was in the carpet business up in Newhall where my dad lived. I went to Hart High up there. And I had a dentist to come and do some carpet. Well, I was complaining about my tooth. He says, why don't you let me come in and you know, take a look at it? So I went in. He says, your wisdom teeth are out. They're biting into your gums. And I had a filling. So he says, I'm going to go ahead and take all four of those out and fix the filling for $100. I thought, what? You know, this was back in the 70s. Okay. I mean, yeah, I was a young pup. I think it was like 25 or something. 1982, I believe, I saw him in the lobby of Ixtapa Zihuatanejo, Mexico, at the Camino Real in the lobby. And I told my wife, I said, I know him. I kept looking at him, you know, like you know this guy. And finally I went up to him and said, excuse me, sir, I don't mean to stare, but I know you from somewhere. He says, yeah, you carpeted my house and I took your teeth out. I said, really, Doc, what's going on? It's a small world, ain't it, Master Jack?
That's right. So you've got one, you're actually, you do the right thing because you're supposed to.
You have to.
You know, there's always a thing, does somebody obey laws because they don't want to get caught and get busted, and somebody just good in their heart? You've just got to make sure people are right because this is your cash.
You know what? You do the right thing and the money will come. That's what my dad always taught me. Do the right thing and the money will come for you. The referrals will come to you. We've talked about this many times. You can't buy referrals. You got to earn them. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to earn these and you have to earn the trust of people. And again, I want to thank all my people that have referred me for so many years because I know you trust me. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing that.
And there's other people that have come on the air recently. Talked about it a little bit at the beginning of the show. People hear the message. They haven't done this for a long time. Ron's been on for 8 years. And now people are kind of jumping in, maybe don't have as much experience as you do. But isn't it interesting that we have those folks that are getting on the Safer Money bandwagon?
Yeah.
Tell us about them and the risks.
Well, you know, here's the situation. You know, the sincerest form of flattery is when someone copies you. I understand that. And there's a lot of guys and gals now that, you know, especially the financial planners and stockbrokers, they're tired of people like me taking money away from them. Because when we take money away from them, they can't drive the Ferraris and they can't send their kids to Princeton. And I understand it. It's taking money away from their pocket. But here's the situation. My clients and I want to sleep at night. We don't want to lose our principal. We don't want to lose our gains. You know, back in 08, 09, when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I got zeros. And you know what? A zero is better than a loss any day. And I know the financial planners and stockbrokers, that's not their bailiwick. They like to sell mutual funds and stocks and ETFs and GLDs and stuff that creates lots of fees. You know, most of these guys have assets under management, and they charge you 1% to 3% in these fees, you know. The bottom line is that's how they make their money. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the stock market. I was in the stock market when I was younger, you know, did pretty well in some mutual funds. But you know what? As we get older, we need our money in a safer place. We need to make sure that we can't lose our principal and we can't lose our gains because it's too hard to make up. And my complaint with the financial planners and the stockbrokers especially is they're painting everyone with the same brush. They're taking a 33-year-old person and a 63-year-old person, and they're selling them the same products. And to me, that's not right. You know, the 63-year-old doesn't have time to make up the losses. The 33-year-old doesn't want to lose their money either, but they have time to make it up. We don't have time to make it up. And that's the situation. I've worked too hard for my money and too long. And I know two things. There's going to be one day out there that you don't want to work anymore. You want to retire and you want to enjoy your lifestyle. And the other thing is there's going to be a day where you can't work anymore due to physical or mental capabilities or incapabilities, I should say. And so what are you going to do? You know, if you have to pull the plug, where's that money going to come from? Is it sitting in the Wall Street casino? If we have another 08, what's going to happen to your money? You know, Wall Street's lost your money not once, but twice in the last decade, almost 50%. You know, what if back in 08 you were 60 years old and you wanted to retire and you had $500,000 and boom, the market started to tank? You might not be able to retire, or maybe you're going to retire with less money. Now, most everyone got the money back, sure, over the period of time, but the bottom line is you might not have been able to retire. You might have needed to stay working. And the thing is you know what? Right now, they're hiring younger people because they can get them at a cheaper rate and they can, you know, train them the way they want them. You know, you might be the better bet because you have more experience, you have more contacts, you know what you're doing because you've been there, done that. But they don't have to pay as much. So all I'm saying is that as we get older, we should have some of our money, and this is our dignity money, the money that we work so hard for, we should have that in a safer place where we can't lose our principal and we can't lose our gains. And just because someone goes on the radio or someone goes on the TV or someone sends you a card in the mail doesn't mean that they know what they're talking about and or they don't have the right products. There's a lot of products out there. As I said earlier, there's a lot of indexed annuities out there. Is it the right one? Do they have the right products for you? Do they have the right mix for you? Do they have the caps that are good? Do they have the participation that's right? Are they dealing with companies that are strong and have liquidity? Are they selling you a product because they get paid a higher commission than they would on product A versus product B? These are some things that you need to ask the questions. And you know what? It's a fair question. It's something that you need to talk to them about and go from there. So if I can help you, you can always call me, 805-660-1313. Unless I'm teaching a workshop on the radio or with clients, I always answer my phone with the exception of Sunday. You can see me at car shows and cruises. I'm out there. Be more than happy to always talk to you about keeping that money safe. And you know what? Bottom line is that I have some good ideas. Pick the ideas. Maybe they work for you. Maybe they don't. I know I'm not right for everybody. Generally, I'm right for about 70% of the people out there. And the rest of the people, I'm either not right for or you won't let me help you.
We are back in just 60 seconds. Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, for the past couple years, my clients have asked me if I can find them a short-term product where they can realize gains. Well, I found it. It's a 9-month product, good for all ages, and has an annual guarantee of 3% with a potential upside of high single-digit to low double-digit returns. Now, the nice thing about it is we can put it in an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k, or a 403b. Or maybe you have some money sitting in a bank, or maybe you sold your house. I put my money in, my clients have put their money in it, and I like it because it's a short-term product and it gives you potential upside. If this is something you'd like to utilize for your portfolio, give me a call. 805-660-1313. 660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.
We're back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. And Ron, we know that there's other products out there. Mm-hmm. And we talk about the term, about short-term products. Are there anything out there that people can get into that has a good return on a short term?
There is. And, you know, I've been helping people out with this just recently. And I found a product. A buddy of mine lives in the Midwest, and he's been dealing with this company for quite a while now. And he turned me on to them. And it's been helping a lot of my clients, and I like it. I put my money in it. So we're going to talk with Scott Merkelson from First Global Capital. Are you out there, Scott?
I am here, Ron. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, buddy. How are you doing today?
Doing well, doing well.
All right. How's your weekend going so far?
Weekend is going great. Beautiful weather down here in South Florida. A little humid, not as nice as it is over there on the West Coast.
Well, that's okay. We all can't be here on the West Coast, but you know what? I love Florida too. My mom used to live in Tampa, and once you get over the, taking two showers a day, it was nice to go out there and enjoy the weather. So we had it great. So
that's exactly right.
Yeah. So Scott works with First Global Capital, and he's my connection there. And we want to talk to him a little bit about, because this has really been taking off. First of all, what's the primary factor causing the growth of this merchant cash advance industry? Explain to the listeners a little bit about why you guys started this company back in 2013 and how and who you're helping.
Yeah, this industry was really birthed because fewer banks are catering to the needs of the small, medium-sized business owner. You know, even the ones that do, they have a lengthy time period for the processing and funding of loans or cash advances. You know, as per the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the small business lending segment, it's about $1.4 trillion in the U.S. alone, $98 billion of which is merchant cash advances. So it's a growing segment as banks at this point just aren't interested in being that local funding source for the small business owner like they were in the past.
Now, something that really impressed me, in fact, I have several clients that were in the banking business for years, and some of them were pretty high up in the company. You know, they were presidents and stuff. I talked to them about this before I kind of stuck my toe in with it. And one of the things that they told me, they said, listen, sounds like a great plan because, yes, banks don't want to loan money to those small and medium-sized businesses. But what you want to make sure of is they're not loaning money to businesses that need to pay payroll or to repay loans. So I know that you don't do that, but kind of embellish upon that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, that really speaks to our underwriting, and that's really the key here. You know, anyone can advance or loan out money. You want to make sure you're going into the right deals. So we currently approve about one out of every 11 deals. The underwriting is all done in-house. The number one question we need to ask is, what are you going to do with the money? You know, if it's to grow your business, then we're off to a good start. You know, if it's simply to make payroll or pay out another outstanding debt, that's an advance we aren't interested in making. You know, we will also only approve it if it fits into our overall portfolio. So we want to make sure that we're not only that we're not over-leveraged in any geographic region or industry.
Yeah, you mentioned, I know when I first started talking to you, that the money that comes in goes into 1,800-plus businesses over 50 states in 200 different industries. And that was impressive because, you know, and the clients that I've helped already like that their money's not just sitting with one business or two businesses type of thing. And that's important. How do the merchants, explain how the merchants repay these loans to First Global Capital and then eventually back to me as an investor?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. Essentially, what we're doing is we're advancing that money via ACH. So it's similar to a direct deposit with the way that you're paid now. So the merchants actually make stipulated payments daily back to us via ACH debit from their business operating bank accounts. So we're actually funding the merchant via ACH and then receiving the daily repayment via ACH.
Yeah, I love that because now, in other words, you know, Bob at Bob's whatever store can't say, oh, man, I missed my payment. I totally forgot, but I'll send it to you next month. No, it's coming out of his checking account daily. You know, he can't renege. You know, it's got to come out. So
that's exactly right. I mean, it also gives the ability, if there is an issue, we find out about it within 24 hours. So that's tremendously important.
Oh, it is. As long as you're on top of stuff, you know how to handle it and you can make an adjustment and move forward. What are the typical returns to people like myself that put some money in with you?
You know, historically, the returns have been high single to low double digits on an annualized basis. We have no reason to believe that this should change at any time. The market is growing, and First Global, we're actually growing with it. We've actually had record months the first quarter of this year.
Okay. Now, I know that there's a guarantee. I think it's 3% on an annual basis, which is nice. But, you know, with the other stuff, the high single to the low double, you think that's been the norm so far?
Correct. Yeah, I mean, the 3% is really a floor. I don't want people to look at that as that's what the expectation is.
Right.
The expectation should be that of, you know, 9%, 10% per year.
Right. So the other thing that I want to make sure that people understand, and this is important, if you're in the stock market and you're in what we call with non-qualified money, which maybe you sold your boat or you already earned the money and paid taxes on it, when you have your money in other industries, they're going to send you a 1099, which means it's taken away from your returns, you're making less. Explain how you take your company treats the tax treatment on a non-qualified account.
Well, that's a great point. We actually accept qualified or non-qualified funds. You know, with the qualified, there's never a tax obligation. For the non-qualified, we always separate principal and interest. What this means is that your lender, your client, will not receive a 1099 until they take a distribution of earnings. This would be considered a tax-deferred product. You know, Uncle Sammy's always going to get his share, but it will be judged as ordinary income, and the 1099 would only be issued in the year the distribution of interest is requested.
And that's the thing I like about my annuities. They do the same thing. You know, they don't tax you on anything, whether it's a qualified or non-qualified product, until you take the money out. And that's really good. You know, that's really something that we have to look at. Listen, Scott, I appreciate you getting on with me for the weekend. I don't mean to take up too much of your time on Saturday. If you're interested, anybody, in this, please give me a call, 805-660-1313. My money's in it. My client's money's in it. I think it's worth looking at because nothing's right for all your money, and this is a thing what we call true class diversification. The financial planners and stockbrokers call diversification just different pots of risk. So if this interests you, give me a call. Scott, have a great rest of the weekend.
Ron, you as well. Thank you for having me.
Take care.
Another guest on the telephone here on KVTA. Great information.
Good information.
And we do have a song coming up in just moments, but it's getting so close to Chick-fil-A time.
Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A.
How does one win
what
Chick-fil-A?
What are we going to do? Well, I can tell you, you're going to, when we come back, you're going to hopefully email me. And we're going to be able to give you the Chick-fil-A original sandwich, the grilled, the spicy, or the Chick-fil-A nuggets. That's from my buddy Robert over here in Ventura, who owns the Chick-fil-A right next to Chuck E. Cheese. And he has so graciously given me these things for years. So stay tuned. We're going to be doing the Chick-fil-A giveaway.
And we're ready for another song?
Yes, go ahead. Oh, it's Sweet Caroline, and it's... know his name. It's Neil Diamond.
That is Neil Diamond.
Caroline.
Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show was also on this record.
Where it began.
Hey, nice voices, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he had a great voice. He wasn't a movie star. He tried that movie, and he didn't work.
Cantor
Son or something. I don't know, with Lucille Ball. Not Lucille Ball. Lucy
Jazz
Arnaz.
Singer.
Lucy Arnaz, the daughter.
The jazz singer.
Yeah, the jazz singer.
Yeah, and it had a couple of big songs in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hello Again and all that stuff.
Yes.
It was big musically, kind of stiffed for the whole actor deal.
Yeah, no, he didn't do well in the
And the other thing that's great about this tune, kids know it.
Oh, sure.
Kids can sing along to this like nothing. And the Boston Red Sox apparently play it at every game in its entirety.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
I don't either.
Because he was a New Yorker.
Yeah,
whatever.
They like
they
it.
They like the tune. It's a good sing-along. Okay, Ron Grant is here on News Talk 1590 KVTA. Get ready. Just jump on that computer and get ready to email us. Chick-fil-A coming up.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, for the past couple years, my clients have asked me if I can find them a short-term product where they can realize gains. Well, I found it. It's a 9-month product, good for all ages, and it has an annual guarantee of 3%. With a potential upside of high single-digit to low double-digit returns. Now, the nice thing about it is we can put it in an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k, or a 403b. Or maybe you have some money sitting in a bank, or maybe you sold your house. I put my money in, my clients have put their money in it, and I like it because it's a short-term product and it gives you potential upside. If this is something you'd like to utilize for your portfolio, give me a call, 805. 660-1313. 660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.
And we're back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Now jump on your computer. Maybe it's your phone, your iPad, your iWatch.
That's right.
Your iPad. Thing.
I'm going to watch your eye there.
Look, whatever it is, because Chick-fil-A, it's now. Now is the time.
Here's what you do. I want you to email your name, your address, and your phone number. I need that for Robert, who's the owner of Chick-fil-A. In the subject line, I need you to put chicken. Must have it in the chicken. I mean, must have it in the subject line, chicken, so I know you're in the contest. Email me right now. The first two people I'm going to give two cards to two people. I will personally mail them out Monday. Promise you. Ron at SaferMoneySpecialist.com. That's Ron at SaferMoneySpecialist.com. Do it now.
That quickly.
Quickly.
Type.
Lickety split.
Make it happen now, and you could win Chick-fil-A from Ron Grant. Let's talk about the clients. A lot of people out there.
Yep.
Who are you right for? What do these products work for? Who's the man or the woman?
Well, everybody. Basically, I can help. You know, men and women, it's no big deal there. But my age is kind of where I'm looking at. 55 to 75 is really the best for me to help people. It's got the best products. It has the best caps. It's got the best bonuses. That's really the great thing. Can I help older people? Of course. I just found a product here a few months back that I was able to help a 90-year-old with in Camarillo, which is awesome. It's not as good as the products in the younger ages, but it's still there. Even some of the 80-year-olds have a decent product. Here's the problem as we get older. The insurance companies and the states, especially California. California and Florida and New York are the three worst states because they've got a lot of seniors. So they're senior geared. When you get older, you must have more liquidity. When you get older, you must have more net worth. When you get older, you must have more money coming in than going out. So these are three of the things that have been issues in the past for people over 80 years old because a lot of them don't meet those requirements, and I'm not able to help them with products. So my niche is 55 to 75. I have younger clients. I've helped, you know, back in tax time here in April, a lot of 18 to 33-year-olds, 35-year-olds, putting in them Roth IRAs, not a problem. But if you're 55 to 75, that's where I can help you the best with the products. Keep that money 100% safe. Get a reasonable range of return. Get a guaranteed lifetime income. Pay no fees that eat up your returns. And every year that there's a gain, lock it in and go up and never look back again. So if that's something that you want to do, if you're in that age group, give me a call, 805-660-1313.
It's that easy. Get in touch with Ron Grant and have the meeting and see how this fits into your life to keep your money safe. That's how it goes. On the Safer Money Solutions show, we are here, and you do have, along with everything else, and it's a real nice thing, because we used to do the dinners, and the dinners were great.
Oh, yeah, love it.
But now you have a one-on-one situation, so you can talk directly to people. Many people are shy.
Yes.
And while they're having their fish or perhaps their steak, whatever they chose from the menu, they might not want to talk. It's a group. But when you get them one-on-one, it's easier to chat. So you have a new way of giving somebody a gift if they meet with you.
Yeah, it's not really a new way. I've been doing it a while. But here's what I think works better. We meet one-on-one. I answer all your questions about how to keep that money 100% safe, where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose any gains, you get a reasonable range of return, you could get a guaranteed lifetime income, or maybe just take out 10% of your penalty free. If you're between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe with me, I will be more than happy to sit down with you. I will also give you a $100 MasterCard or Visa gift card with no obligation. Now, nice thing about it is we're going to stop you paying the fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company that eats away at your returns. It's that simple. We're going to make sure that you can get 10% access to it penalty free. These are some things that I'm going to help you with. If you would like to build a strong foundation, if you'd like to keep that money 100% safe all the time, lock in the gains from year to year, this is right for you. Give me a call. We'll sit down and let me see if I can help you. 805-660-1313.
And, Ron, it's time to go to the phones. On the telephone, we have Will Hart.
Hey, Mr. Will Hart, how's your Saturday going?
It's going great, Ron. How's yours?
Hey, doing good, doing good. If you haven't heard of Will Hart, he handles gold and silver for myself and for my clients, and it's important that we hit what we call true class diversification. That's cash, that's an indexed annuity, that's real estate, and some metals. And that's something you want to have. to make sure that you're really diversified. So, Will, what are some of the options people have to buy physical gold and silver, and how do the metals get stored?
Yeah, great question. There are mainly two ways. One, of course, is a cash purchase, where the client obviously chooses the metals that they like, as far as coins, rounds, ingots. They wire the funds, send a check, and then we ship the metals, shipping right to their doorstep, and comes right discreet. And obviously, when they sell them back, we'd love to buy. And then the other option is an IRA rollover, and that is a tax-deferred, penalty-free rollover, putting physical gold and silver into their retirement account, and those metals can be stored either what we call private storage, where they store it themselves, or depository storage. We've got all that lined up. Delaware Depository, they're fantastic, and each account is insured up to $1 billion.
That's a lot of money, boy.
Yeah.
Hey, what's this? And I asked you this last week, but I wanted to kind of embellish on a little bit. And I don't know if they found out what's going on, but I guess there was some counterfeit gold and silver coins that have flooded the U.S. precious metals market. Has any update on that story? What's happening on that?
Well, it's been kind of a continuous thing. The Chinese are notorious for counterfeiting gold bars. So what they'll do is they'll take tungsten steel, and they'll plate it in gold, and then they'll try to sell those as full bars. And the problem is, you don't know what you're doing, or if you're dealing with a company that's maybe not as sophisticated and doesn't understand spectrometers and verification of products, you may end up getting hoodwinked. And so that's why we always tell you, if you're going to get metals, get it from a reliable source. And that's why obviously you and I, why we speak, is because you know that the metals are going to come from a reliable source. You're getting the real McCoy.
Yeah. Well, I think you told me initially when we met a couple of years back that you certify all your precious metal products that are genuine. And if there's an issue, you have a buyback option to all the customers. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's good. Well, Will has helped me with my IRA. I have gold with him, and it's nice. He's helped a lot of my clients, and I think it's important. The only thing, the last question I have for you, and I think this is always important to talk about, because I'll get at least one or two calls a week about how their financial planner and stockbroker says, oh, no, let's buy paper gold. Don't buy the real gold, just buy paper. Explain the difference between the paper gold and real physical gold like bars and coins.
Yeah, absolutely. So the big difference is, one is the real, like you said, the real McCoy. You've got the gold and silver. It's in your safety deposit box. It's in your gun safe at your house. It's at the depository. You've got the physical metals. Take those anywhere in the world. Paper gold, completely different. In normal time, paper gold, you're simply basing it on the transaction and how metals are moving up and down. The problem is, if the market does correct itself, like a lot of experts are predicting, you may be in trouble, meaning that the principals, the folks that control that, and I always give this example of $1 million being leveraged out 500 times, so they're selling $500 million against that $1 million of gold. Well, the principals, they have the ability, they have the right to reach in and grab their physical bars, leaving you with a piece of paper leveraged against an empty bolt. Don't want to be in that situation. So most, and ironically, Ron, most of the clients that are buying metals right now, most of them, other than the ones that are, of course, learning about why to get gold, but most of them are the people that had paper gold who are now converting into physical gold.
Yeah, I think that's important. I know years ago I had some physical gold stuff, and I didn't do well in it. And again, I'm not a fan of the stocks and bonds, especially at my age. I know the gold. What about, one other question is, what is your hold time? What do you recommend to people that they hold the gold and the silver?
Yeah, we recommend a 3 to 5 year hold. But as an example, if you were a client of ours back in 2008, you would have sold the metals about 18 months after you made a purchase, and you would have almost seen triple the amount of what you paid for it. Gold went from $715 an ounce in 08 to $1,923 a year and a half later. Not too shabby.
Yeah, not too shabby at all. All right, listen, buddy, I appreciate you getting on. If you have any questions or you'd like to talk to Will about some gold, give me a call, 805-660-1313. I will put you in touch with him. Like I said, I have my gold with him, and my clients have been, he's helped my clients. Have a great rest of the weekend, buddy.
All right, Ron, take care.
Take care. All right, always good advice.
And there goes Will Hart. Yeah. Yes, great to hear from Will on this Saturday. Car season is really going to full swing here. We have a lot going on. What are you doing tomorrow, perhaps? Or do you have something this afternoon?
I don't know if I'm going to go to the Harley's Bowl or not. I know that.
Is that today?
Yeah, it's tonight. Yeah, that's tonight, 4 to 8. I don't know if there's anything tomorrow, but I will tell you this. I want everyone to get prepared for the National Car Collector Appreciation Day. That's where Congress sets aside a day to honor all the collector car guys and the companies that put people to work and spend money through the throughout the community. We're going to have it this year at Vista Ford in Oxnard. My buddy Tony Fiore over there is so graciously letting us have the lot. We're only going to be able to take 250 cars. It's Sunday, July 15th. I believe it starts at 11:30 in the morning. If you want to come and bring any car you have, whether it's a Ford, Chevy, Mercury, Mopar, whatever you got, new or old, it doesn't matter. It's only going to hold 250 cars. Go to VistaFord.com right now and register, because once the lot is full, you can't come in with a car. You can still come in. We're going to have two live bands. I believe it's called the Hard Six. Remember I told you that?
Oh, yeah, they're great.
The Hard Six is going to be there. I don't know who the opening band is. I'll find out. We're going to have a pinup girl contest with cash prizes, and I heard custom bathing suits for the first few winners, which is going to be nice. We got food trucks there. It's going to be an awesome day. Don't miss it. July 15th. It's a Sunday instead of a Saturday. It's going to be awesome. Hopefully you're going to be able to make it. As we get closer to the event, we're going to have some commercials on the show that KVT has so graciously offered to put on for us at no charge to help us. And our charity this year is Pets for Vets. Okay, so, you know, the vets need our help. The money raised is going to go to those guys. So come out. Have a wonderful day. Bring the family. Bring the stroller. Bring the dogs. We're going to have a great time. And if you want to bring that hot rod, go to VistaFord.com and register now.
Big wine event tomorrow, too, at Ojai at the lake.
Oh, okay.
At Lake Casita. So lake if you have the chance to get out there, why not?
Yeah.
It benefits the Rotary, and the Rotary does
cool.
Wonderful
Rotary's
work.
A good.
I we've got a Rotary Park in Ojai that's beautiful.
Yeah. Rotary's nice. I was in Rotary in the Camarillo Club for years. It's a great organization. They do a lot of good work, for sure.
Okay, I am going to now play to get out of here so we can get on our merry way. By the way, what is your phone number? How do people reach you?
805-660-1313. I want you all out there to have a blessed day, and let's be kind to one another.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, for the past couple years, my clients have asked me if I can find them a short-term product where they can realize gains. Well, I found it. It's a 9-month product, good for all ages, and has an annual guarantee of 3% with a potential upside of high single-digit to low double-digit returns. Now, the nice thing about it is we can put it in an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k, or a 403b. Or maybe you have some money sitting in a bank, or maybe you sold your house. I put my money in, my clients have put their money in it, and I like it because it's a short-term product and it gives you potential upside. If this is something you'd like to utilize for your portfolio, give me a call. 805-660-1313. 660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.